Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the City Planning Commission. I'm calling you about that University College Avenue crosswalk thing.
The University College Avenue crosswalk thing.
You know, they built a crosswalk over there on College Avenue.
You mean the wall thing?
Yeah, well, it's a crosswalk. Whatever.
What? Okay.
You were really against it. You sent us this sheet that just said it was stupid and a bunch of stuff, and said people are going to paint graffiti all over it.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, do you remember? Have you forgotten already?
No, what's the nature of your call?
Oh, I just wanted to gloat and tell you, ha-ha, we built it, even though you didn't want us to.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're gloating.
Yeah, yeah. How does it feel to lose?
It feels great. How about you?
Oh, I feel great because I was the winner. I got it built. I was all for this project. I made a bunch of money on it. You know,
a bunch
of under-the-table money.
Oh, good. And your name again?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm with the city.
And who are you with?
I'm with the city planner.
And you made a lot of money on this?
Oh, and that's between me and you.
Okay, what is your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Don't tell me you don't have caller ID.
I don't have caller ID.
Oh, you're so full of shit. You do too.
I beg your pardon?
Everybody in America has caller ID. You can't tell me you don't have caller ID.
I do not have caller ID on this phone.
Okay, well, look on your other phone. It'll be on your other phone. On your extension. Upstairs.
Upstairs?
I don't know, wherever your other phone is. I'm just calling.
No, I don't have caller ID.
Okay, I'm just calling to gloat, so I don't really want you to call me back. So that's good. This works out good for both of us.
And you're a city planner?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we totally built that fucking crosswalk, too. Have you used it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should go use it.
Okay.
And just, I don't know, try not to be pissed off.
What is your phone number, Roy?
I can't tell you because I don't want you to call me back.
No, I'm not going to call you back.
Who are you going to call then?
I'm going to call someone else at the city planning department.
No. No thanks.
Well, I'll just call the city and find out what your phone number is.
Oh, whatever.
You said that you were cussing me out on the phone.
I didn't cuss you out.
Yes, sir, you did.
No, I didn't. No.
Yes, sir, you did.
I didn't even raise my voice.
You've used very obscene language. You said you built this fucking thing.
Well, yeah, that's not cussing you out. That's just me expressing myself. It's freedom of speech, motherfucker.
I beg your pardon?
It's freedom of speech, motherfucker. Have you heard of that?
Uh-huh.
Or did they not have that in the 1800s? Yep, so anyway, crosswalk is built. If anyone graffitis it, we're going to know it was you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? I am recording this, so just so you know that.
Oh, what are you recording it with?
My recorder that gets my phone calls.
You just happen to have a tape recorder hooked up to the telephone?
Yep, I do.
So you have that kind of high-tech equipment, but you don't have a caller ID box?
What difference is it to you?
I don't know, it seems like a huge lie is all.
Okay. Anything else?
No. No, that's all.
Sure, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, me too. So, neener, we built the crosswalk.
Who is this?
What is your last name?
Butthole.
Better hope I don't ever see you face to face, buddy.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You don't know me, I don't know you.
Who are you, you dipshit?
What do you mean, below?
Why are you bothering me with this bullshit?
Bubba?
you know what? Listen here. Let me tell you something, motherfucker.
I don't like you, and you don't know who we are.
You don't know me. I don't know you. Tell me your real name.
Who are you? What is this about?
I have no idea who you are.
This is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Roy. Today is May 14th, 2019, and this is episode 553, brought to you by Boca Recovery Center, six-week tenure, FOD87, Brennan, and Kuraz. Those are five of the people that got to hear the hobo-sode I did on Sunday where this happened.
Which one are you talking about? The Clarion?
Yeah, the ones that you stole out of my car. Why'd you steal those?
Yeah, well, I didn't steal no fucking thing out of anyone's car, bro. And I'll tell you like this, they came out of a car I bought.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't call my fucking phone with no bullshit,
right.
Bro.
Nobody has speakers.
I'll peel your fucking dome, bitch.
He said he's going to peel my fucking dome. I don't even know what that means, but I don't like it. Thanks also to the new supporters of the show, like Owen and Shusty Rackleford, Aaron D., and Dr. Thickfinger. Those people are now capable of listening to the Hobosodes over on patreon.com/phonelosers. You know what? I don't have any news. I don't have any announcements. I don't have anything. So let's just get straight into the calls today.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yeah?
Hey, John. This is Steve Dave from Steve Dave & Associates. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy.
My neighbor, Roy. I don't think I have a neighbor, Roy.
Oh, yeah. No, he lives in the blue house. I don't know if you're aware of this, but he passed away last week.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he...
Roy.
Yeah, Roy, in the blue house. He passed away and he left you... he named you as a beneficiary in his will. And he left you a few things.
Yeah, what address did he live at? Because I live on...
I'm sorry, what's she saying? Is she telling you not to give out information? I'm not a scammer. I'm the attorney for Steve Dave and Associates.
Yeah.
I'm Roy's attorney. Yeah. He lives in the blue house. He's on drive.
Oh, huh.
Anyway, we're going to be delivering some things to you probably tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It's 31 file cabinets full of documents.
Hmm.
Okay, so something's not...
Yeah,
I
didn't. I didn't know a Roy.
Yeah,
in the blue house.
He's just your neighbor.
Yeah.
But we've got 31 of those really tall metal file cabinets filled with documents. We're going to be bringing those over. There's no charge, so you can tell her to shut up.
Yeah, don't talk like that to my wife.
Well, she's just acting like
it's weird because I don't know this Roy, and I don't really want 31 cabinets of paperwork.
Well, it's not paperwork; it's documents. It's just he left some things to a few of the neighbors, and you're just one of them. Like, maybe you waved to him or something. I don't know. He seemed like an eccentric. Can you just tell her to shut the fuck up?
I think I called him right now.
Yeah. I'm not sure. And then, where's the blue house at?
It's just up the road a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I? I'll take down some information. And
sure.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, you can call me back. But the file cabinets are going to arrive tomorrow on the truck. There's a delivery person. He's making deliveries for several of the beneficiaries.
Yeah. I don't know if I want 31 file cabinets. It sounds like a bunch of junk to me.
Well, no, it's not junk. It's
his. Can I get your name again?
They're UFO documents. He was into, you know, alternative science and stuff. Will you tell her to shut the fuck up? Tell that lady to shut the fuck up, please.
Oh, you're not an attorney then.
That's my wife.
Okay, you know what? Right.
Hey, attorneys can curse, lady. Tell her to shut the fuck up. Jeez.
Yeah.
She will not shut. You're on the phone. You're on the phone, for Christ's sake. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Hang on. Just quiet. Let me get the information.
No, don't say quiet. She needs to be told.
It is odd. Yeah, who's Roy?
I am not cussing. This man is being very...
Yeah, but you're being loud and annoying, and you need to shut the fuck up, lady.
Okay, so what's Roy's last name?
Zurbel.
Zurbel?
Yep, Zurbel. Zherbil. Oh my God, tell her to shut the fuck up. Like
Zherbil.
Be like, honey, I'm on the phone, not you. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And Roy lived at what address?
He's just down the street from you, honey.
What address?
Tell her to shut up. Though. Will you tell her to shut up? Like, we're trying to talk. We're men talking.
Okay.
But, okay, this is ridiculous. Hang up the phone. We don't know anybody named Roy. They're not giving any personal...
Yeah,
shut up.
Roy guy at all.
Shut up, lady. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, let me get the info.
It's not a scam if we're delivering you things. We're not going to ask for payment, lady. Just shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I don't care. We don't want
this
stuff.
Yeah, but I don't really need it.
Go to the other room. Well, you need to figure out how to dispose of him.
Okay, and he lived in a blue house on Drive. I need to know the address, though, yeah.
It's a 2607 Drive.
Okay, hang up. This guy's phone number. Hang up. Get his phone number and hang up.
Okay. Tell her to shut up.
Roy Zurbil.
Tell her to shut up.
Yeah.
Will you tell?
Okay, I will.
Learn to talk to your wife. Right. Jesus. She needs to shut up.
And can I get your name and contact info?
Yeah, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates.
Who is not a very good attorney.
Oh, tell her to shut up. I'm trying to give you my phone number.
And your phone?
It's Steve. 420-6969.
And I'm not sure I even want. I mean, I don't want.
Tell her to shut up. Shut up, lady. Shut up. Shut up.
So
just shut up, lady.
Accept this stuff?
Hang up.
Yeah, it'll be there tomorrow, sir.
Yeah, but I don't. No, just junk.
It's not.
If he was a UFO guy, especially, it's weird. It's not.
He left you several things. The file cabinets are.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Just tell her to shut up.
I'll call you back.
She needs to shut up.
I'll call you back when I have
all right.
I'll call you back when I have an opportunity.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. When she's gone, right? When she goes out for her haircut appointment, maybe call me back then.
All right. All right, Steve.
All right. Have a nice day.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Yeah.
My condolences for the wife. Man, holy shit, that lady. She just would not shut up. Man, okay, so yeah, today I'm doing yet another idea of G-Ads. Remember when G-Ad had his own show? It was called The Art of Phone Larking, and he would just do his ideas on his own show? Well, now he doesn't have a show, and he just messages me ideas all the time on Skype, and this is one of the latest of his. He said, I need to call people and leave them things in my will. And I actually tried that a few times. That call you just heard was my third call. I think I'm going to delete the ones from before that one because they were just weird and awkward because I called as Roy saying, hey, I just did my will this week and you're in it. I think it's better if we have like someone in between Roy and the beneficiary. And I just now made a couple of posts, one on the PLA Facebook group and one on the Phone Losers Twitter. And I posted, Roy and his lawyer are calling up neighbors today to let them know that he's left them things in his will. What's the most bizarre things that Roy could leave to people? And I've already gotten a ton of answers on Twitter, I think on the Facebook too. The file cabinet thing, that was mine. Someone named Glory Hole to My Grave says his podcast and the responsibility that goes along with it. Screw Loose says jars of vintage peanut butter from the 1998 Mill Creek, Washington Street Fair. Okay. A sample of Michael Jackson's feces. That's from Guido. Chamberlain's original birthing forceps. That's from Rickson. And he has a wiki link. I don't think I want to see that. It's probably terrifying. Drake says all 50 of Roy's children. and he will have to take over child support payments for all 30 of his baby mamas. That Roy, he got around. Man, there's so many suggestions on here. An extensive pornography collection, a bunch of Beanie Babies without the tags. And that's just Twitter. Over on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA, there are apparently 55 suggestions, like seasons 3, 4, and 6 of The Golden Girls on VHS, an autographed picture of Carrot Top, his debt, a collection of bed bugs, his Radio Shack free battery club card, that's from Mr. Biggs, a picture collection of the changing table in every public restroom he's visited, that's from Mr. Puller, $1 million buried somewhere that you give him vague clues as to where it is, that's from Max Power, the first clue can be ye intruders beware, crushing death and grief. A parrot that only says happy ninth birthday, slut, his colonoscopy machine, season 4 of the Highlander TV show on DVD, mustache clippings of the late actor Burt Reynolds. Man, so many suggestions. It just goes on and on. I don't think there's any way I'm going to get to all of these, but I set it up as a poll. So hopefully people are going to vote and put the very best ideas up on top, and I could just remove them as they get used. So don't be offended, everyone. When I remove your idea, it just means I used it. Cardboard cutouts of Jared Fogle, Bill Cosby, and Jerry Sandusky. That one's from Glenn. All right, let's call some more people. I don't think anyone's going to be as awesome as that lady, though, that just wouldn't shut the fuck up. I think that's going to be the best call of today's show. I may as well just quit. Make this a hobosode with one call. That lady needed to calm the fuck down. She obviously wore the pants in that family.
Washington State has now legalized composting dead people. But I think I've smelled some people in this state who already have a jump on this law.
What is this?
Leave us your composted message at the sound of the earthworms crawling in and out your snout.
Holy shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, sir? That was the weirdest message I've ever heard in my 23 years of telemarketing. Hey, pick up the phone. Pick up, pick up, pick up. All right, I hung up. I hope he picks up someday on a future call.
Hello?
Hello, Gerlin?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. You know Roy over in the Blue House?
Oh, okay, yeah.
He passed away last week. I don't know if you're aware of that. But,
no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he left you a few things in his will, and we were going to deliver those here this week. We're going to just bring them on over to your place.
Okay.
It's going to be quite a bit of stuff. Like, there's a bunch of women's baseball memorabilia.
Are you sure you have the right person?
Yeah, this is, you're Gerilyn on Avenue?
Yes.
Yep, you're definitely the right person. He put you in his will. This address, so, this phone number.
And where does he live?
He was on the same street. He was just down the street a little bit in the Blue House. He left stuff to a bunch of random neighbors.
But I didn't even know him.
You didn't know him just a little bit? Like, you didn't wave to him or anything, maybe?
Well, what other neighbors did he leave it to?
Quite a few, about 20 of them. His house was just filled with, just collectibles and antiques. You've got all kinds of stuff here. Like, he's giving you seasons 3, 4, and 6 of The Golden Girls on VHS. And Yep, you're getting an autographed picture of Carrot Top from the 8th grade.
Okay.
You're getting his debt. We're signing that over to you. And he was a breeder of insects and bed bugs. He's got 5 aquariums full of bed bugs, like a terrarium type thing. So you're going to want to keep the lid on those pretty tight.
Yeah, I don't want those.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can put him up on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. He's also giving you his Radio Shack free battery club card.
And what other neighbors is he given to?
I don't know, just a bunch of them. Kayleen, Timothy, Pamela, Laura, Xander. Do you know any of those people?
I don't. That's why I was wondering if you are the right person.
Oh, no, it's definitely you, Gerlin on 16th Avenue. So, yeah, we'll probably be there tomorrow with, we're going to bring the truck by and we'll just bring all this stuff up to you.
And if I don't want it?
Put it on Craigslist. At least you're
all right, do I have a number that I can check this out?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, I mean, the number to my office here is 420-6969. But if you look in the paper, if you look in the paper, I don't remember which day it was on. His biography is in there, his obituary, I mean, and it mentions in there that he gave away all of his belongings to his beloved neighbors.
And what was his name? Roy.
Yep, Roy Gerbel.
Gerbil?
Yep, B-I-L.
And you are?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm from Steve Dave and Associates. At least you're not getting what the last people got. They got 31 file cabinets full of UFO files.
Yeah, but I don't know this person.
Yeah, he's just a generous person. He just decided to give all of his possessions to his neighbors. I guess he didn't have any family left.
I know, but I just want to make sure it's legit.
Oh, no, it's completely legit. All of his bed bugs are yours now.
Yeah, no.
So you're going to have to research those on the internet and find out what they eat. I have no idea. I mean, you know, other than people.
Yeah, I live in a condo. I can't take all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you can make some money of it. I mean, you've got an autographed picture of Carrot Top from 8th grade. That's something.
Okay, Steve, and so this is your phone number, 420-6969.
Yeah, that's the direct line to our attorney business here.
Okay, well, I just need to check this all out. So you're going to call before you come?
Yeah, we can do that for you. But the truck should be there tomorrow. I know they're loading it up right now, but it's going to take him a while. He's got a lot of stuff.
And again, I live in a condo, so I'm not sure I can take it.
Okay, well, we can just leave it out on the lawn.
I don't have a lawn.
Well, you know, whatever, the sidewalk on the stairs.
Okay, all right.
All right, so, you know, start looking on eBay, see how much an autographed picture of Carrot Top goes for. You might be rich, for all you know.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a bunch of junk.
No, these are live bed bugs. There's got to be thousands of them in these terrariums.
Yeah, well, no. All right, thank you.
All right,
bye.
We'll see you tomorrow, probably.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye. Well, it's no fun if they don't get upset with me. She's more just like, oh, shit, what do I do?
Hello?
Hello, Lena?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. You know Roy that lives down the street? He was in the blue house?
Nope. I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he actually died last week. He left a lot of his possessions to random neighbors, and you're named in his will? This is Lena McGuire, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're going to be stopping by tomorrow with a truck. We've got quite a bit of stuff to leave there for you.
Really?
Yep. Yep, let's see. You're going to get...
What is it?
Well, you're going to get... He was a collector. You're going to get jars of vintage peanut butter from the 1998 Mill Creek, Washington Street Fair.
Okay.
Chamberlain's original birthing forceps. He's leaving you all 50 of his children, and some of them are still minors. You're going to have to pay for their child support.
Alright, yeah, sounds good.
Samurai sword with notches scribed in the hilt for each person killed with it.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
I don't think he killed anyone, but, you know, it's like an old sword.
Right, right.
You're going to get an urn of his ashes.
Okay, sweet.
And 3 dozen floppy disks of digital photos that appear to have photos of your house every day over the years. But he did this for every neighbor. It's not creepy. He did this for all the neighbors.
Right, no, definitely not creepy. That sounds normal.
Yep. And I think that's it for you. We're going to be making the deliveries all day tomorrow. So you'll be home tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. We'll be over there with the truck. We might have to make a couple different deliveries because, you know, it's a lot of stuff in this truck. We might have a hard time getting to it all.
Yeah, for sure. No, it makes sense.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Well, yeah, sounds good.
You have a nice day. Rest in peace, Roy.
Yeah. Love him. Miss him already.
He was the best.
Yeah. All agreed. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Steve Dave, away! Yeah, I don't think she was buying it. I think the child support thing may have clued her in. Thanks a lot for that, Drake.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Roostad?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. Do you know Roy that's over there in the blue house?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he actually died last week. He was old. And he left you a few things in his will.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be dropping those off tomorrow. We've got a few deliveries to make there in the neighborhood.
Okay. I will be home in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. No, we can do that. I'll mark this down. He had an extensive pornography collection. And a bunch of, there's several boxes here of Beanie Babies.
Okay.
There's a jar full of baby teeth, a room full of non-winning scratch cards. That's probably going to take a couple of trucks to get there. There's voodoo dolls of all the neighbors. And let's see what else is on this list. 4K ultra high definition Blu-ray copy of Cop and a Half and Daryl. Hey, she hung up. I guess she's not a fan of Cop and a Half and Daryl. Jeff Weinberg suggested those, so you ruined the call, Jeff. Thanks a lot. God damn it. I hope I'm not leaving too many things to people. Maybe I should just, you know, maybe 3 things tops.
Hello?
Hello, William?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. He lived down the street from you a little bit. They're on... Yep.
Does it ring a bell?
Okay, well, he actually died just last week. I guess you weren't aware of that then?
Nope.
Okay, he left you a few things in his will.
Okay.
He left you... we're going to bring it over tomorrow. We've got a truck. He left things to a few different neighbors. But he left you 100 copies of his book, How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way.
Okay, I have no use for those.
Okay, well, they're yours. Maybe you can sell them or something. It's a weight loss book. He had an extensive collection of Kenny Loggins albums, CDs, records, cassettes, live in concert VHS tapes.
Hmm.
Yep, all that's yours.
Roy. Gosh.
Yeah, Roy Gerbel.
Roy Gerbel.
Yep. He's left
I'm away from the house right now. I'm walking down the mall talking to you. So.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, we won't be there till tomorrow. We're loading up the truck today. We're going to make the deliveries tomorrow to the various neighbors.
Okay.
You're going to get 3 barrels, like 55-gallon barrels of fool's gold.
Like I need that. Wow, yeah. I have no place for that.
Yeah, well, you know, he left it to you. I guess back in 1958, he thought it was real, but he just kept it because he didn't know what to do with it. So maybe you can use it as glitter or something, you know, on some crafts.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, can you call me back in maybe a half hour or so?
Sure.
And I'll be home by then.
If I forget, then we'll just see you tomorrow with the truck. We're gonna. Bring a bunch of stuff in.
Okay, well, I have a dental appointment tomorrow.
Okay, so. We can just leave it out there, out in front. Man,
that 55-gallon drums are kind of...
Yeah, do you have a dolly?
Big things to leave out in front. I have a dolly, but...
Oh, perfect then.
I still don't know what I don't know what I'm going to do with them, so...
Yeah, use them for crafts.
I live in a small apartment, so...
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Man, this colonoscopy machine is pretty huge. Do you have room for that? I don't know if he realized it was a prank, or he's just like, fuck this shit. I'm hanging up. Maybe it won't happen if I hang up. Man, there are so many choices on this list now. I took a break, and I ate some lunch, and now I'm back making calls, and it looks like... There are 66 more options. I guess that means like 70 options. And I haven't even looked at Twitter yet. A German M4 Sherman tank from World War II. That's by Brendan. A mobile meth lab. The Situation Room. His pet's ashes. Weed, I'm high. Wow, thanks for that, Brendan. That's nice that you're high. I'm really glad you announced that to us in this poll. Hey, also during lunch, I created a BitChute channel for phone losers. It's kind of a YouTube site, but I don't know, powered by Bitcoin, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just felt I needed to create one. So if you go to bitchute.com/phone losers, there's my new channel. I put the latest Snowplow show on there.
Hello, this is Elaine.
Hey, Elaine. This is Steve Dave. I'm from Steve Dave & Associates. I'm the attorney.
Hi,
I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. Do you know?
Okay.
He lives in the blue house, you know, the spooky house?
No. Oh, across the fence.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. I've never met them.
Oh, really? That's odd then, because he actually left his house to you in his will.
What?
Yeah, this is Elaine on Drive.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, on the condition that you and your husband spend one night in the house alone. And we need you to do that this week, you know, so we can just get the paperwork wrapped up.
What? Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about something like this. I'm an attorney. He died last, let's see, what was it? It was the last Wednesday. And his funeral's already happened. I figured you knew him if he left his house.
No, I've never met him before ever.
Okay, well, he just wants you and your husband to spend one night in the home alone. One full night there to make sure you can handle it, I guess. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not sure what that means either, because that's... I've seen cars there, so I'm assuming, you know, he has a wife, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of cars there this week because they're starting to pick up some of his personal belongings.
I just saw him check the mail the other day. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. But
I literally have never met him or his wife ever.
We are talking about like, the same Roy, right? The one in the spooky house?
I don't know if you would call it spooky. It's just across from our fence.
Yeah, well, his claims in here are that it's haunted, and he needs someone that can take the house that can deal with the nightly occurrences. So that's why you and your husband...
No, that's totally not me.
Yeah, you and your husband need to spend one night in the house alone without anybody else.
No, I don't do paranormal shit.
Well,
like,
come on, it's probably not real. He's a crazy old man.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. You got to trust people when they say shit like that.
No.
there's a reason that they say that.
Yeah, it's because they don't live in reality and they think ghosts are real. That's the reason. I'm sure it's fine. He just says you need to spend one night in his spooky old house alone with your husband.
He's crazy.
It could be fun.
That's crazy.
Your husband will be there to protect you.
I would not really think that's fun.
What's that?
That doesn't really sound like fun to me.
Yeah, but you get a house out of it. That's the condition. You have to spend one night there alone.
Why would I want his house? I don't want his house. Because he has family. I'm sure he has family. There's no reason that he would leave a house to someone he's never met before.
From what I understand, he didn't get along that well with his family. So he's leaving the house to you and your husband. Or to you specifically.
But how does he even know our name?
Well, he's your neighbor.
But I didn't even know his name.
Yeah, but you've waved to him and stuff before.
That doesn't mean I know him.
Yeah, he's a weird old man, or he was a weird old man. He's no longer with us, unfortunately, but you get the house and everything in it. But on the condition that you spend...
What if I don't want it?
Well, just don't spend one night there alone, and then it will default to the next person.
There's more than one person. We could just let it default to the next person. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, the next person. I guess they live two more houses down from you, the Bakers.
Okay. I don't know the Bakers. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess he doesn't know them either.
I'm on, like, first name basis only with my neighbors. Like, I don't know anybody's last names.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We take each other cookies, but I don't know their last names. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Are you sure you don't want a free house, though? All you have to do is spend one...
I'm positive I don't want a free house.
Well, shouldn't you at least talk to your husband? Talk to the man of the house about it?
No. I'm the man of the house.
Oh. Gross.
I know it's funny, but it's true.
I see.
Yeah, no, I definitely do not want his house.
Okay.
I really don't.
Is it just because you have to spend one night in it with your husband?
No, it's because I have no interest in taking anybody's house.
You're not taking it. That's his last wish.
Yeah,
his dying wish. You really want to go against a dying man's wish?
I know I'm a horrible person, but it's definitely not a house that I don't want to the burden of dealing with all of the stuff and
it's,
trying to sell something. I don't want that.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth a lot of money.
No, it's not. Have you seen it?
I've seen pictures of
it. I look at the back porch every day, and it is not pretty.
Yeah.
There's
also,
a lot of stuff back there.
Also, it's haunted. Yeah, but maybe it's valuable stuff.
No, it's not. There's a toilet in the backyard.
Maybe it's a valuable toilet.
So, it's not valuable.
Look, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but underneath the home, there is a large series of tunnels.
Yeah, no,
and
totally not cool with that either.
Well, no, they go for quite a ways. They go all the way underneath your house.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's a really large property if you look at it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the house above and then all the tunnels underneath the whole neighborhood.
That's insane.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like so much square footage.
Okay. Yeah, no, totally not cool.
You don't have
You
don't have to spend the night
your...
You don't have to spend the night in the tunnels, just in the house.
No, I'm not spending the night in a tunnel. I'm not spending the a night in their house either.
You could even barricade off the tunnels while you sleep.
No,
I'm good.
To keep
anything from getting in.
No, I'm good. Can you remind me your name one more time?
Sure. This is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates. I'm a law firm here in town.
Okay.
And if you change your mind...
What's your phone number? And I'll relay the comedic message to my husband.
Well, it's not comedic. It's completely real. But it's 360-420-6969.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
What's funny?
This is a really funny joke.
No, I'm not kidding, ma'am. I'm an attorney.
No, not with that phone number. You're not.
That's a completely normal phone number. What are you talking about?
No, it is not. How do you look at that number? That is not a legitimate phone number. 420. Hot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right?
Like I'm maybe it's cuz I'm not a stoner.
I'm not a stoner either.
Then why what are you seeing? I don't know what you're talking about.
This is really funny. I'm not sure who put you up to it, but it's a really funny prank.
Nobody put me up to this. I mean, Roy Gerbel put me up to it cuz he's the old man that died.
That's not his name.
Yes it is.
That's not his name. Yeah. No, it's not.
You said you don't even know him.
I've looked him up before.
Oh, that's...
Because I was wondering if he had died.
That's weird. Wait, what do you mean you thought he died?
I hadn't seen anybody at their house for like a month, and so I looked him up to see who owned the house and looked to make sure there was nothing in the obituaries. I was a concerned neighbor.
Well, he really did die this time. It's like you were foretelling the future.
I don't believe you, because that's not his name.
So you believe in ghosts, but you don't believe in me?
I do not. Who put you up to this? Because if that's like all true, then you have like legal documentation.
Of course, it's here in the office. You guys are welcome to come down and take a look at it.
Yeah, where's your office located?
Steve Dave and Associates here. Look, I got to get going. Yeah. If you're not even going to take the house, I got to call the Bakers.
Yeah, you should definitely call them.
All right, I'm calling them. Have a nice day.
All right.
Enjoy not having a brand new house.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
All right, bye.
I'll be sure to stop by there tonight and say hello to them, introduce myself.
What, to the ghosts?
Yeah.
All right, enjoy that.
All right.
All right, bye, Elaine.
Bye, pranker.
Pranker? What's she talking about? Damn it, I need to get another angry wife in the background to yell at me a bunch, like that first lady. So that idea was from Luke... L.A. Burn Luke on Twitter. His house on the condition that you spend one night in it completely alone. Maybe I shouldn't have said her husband can come with her. It has to be just her. That's what I'll do in the next one. Seemed like she was buying it at first, though.
Hey, the Baileys can't come to the phone. Leave us a message at the tone. That's right. Say, don't be a creep. Leave us a message after the...
That was great. I am really coming across some amazing answer machine messages today. I bet you he was wearing a sideways hat when he made that message.
Hello?
Hello, Leslie?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. You know, he lives down the street from you on the Blue House.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. He died last week. He left you his house in his will.
Roy?
Yeah. Roy.
No, I don't think so. Who are you?
This is Steve Dave from Steve Dave and Associates. I'm his attorney. And, he left you his house, but on the sole condition that you had to spend one night in it completely alone. It's kind of a spooky old house.
I don't think that's kosher.
What do you mean?
This sounds hokey to me.
Hokey? No,
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's just an eccentric old man. It's Roy Gerbel. He lived just down the street from yon place. Like, do you know the blue house that's across the street and down the road a little bit?
No.
Well, you should drive down there and look at it. It's yours if you'll be willing to spend one night in it completely alone.
No, I think this is a scam.
How would it be a scam? He's trying to give you his house. All right, I guess I'll give up on that one. I should have been like, how's it a scam? We just need you to pay $5,000 in taxes and it's all yours. Just give me your credit card number.
Hello.
Hello, Ronald.
Who's asking?
Me. You haven't let me introduce myself yet. This is Steve, Dave. I'm the attorney for your neighbor, Roy. He lives down the street from you.
I don't know, Roy.
Okay. Would you like me to tell you what I am calling about?
Sure.
Okay. He died last week. That was a pause, so you could say, oh, that's terrible, but whatever. And he left you something in his will.
Yeah, there's no way.
What do you mean there's no way? He's a weird, eccentric old man. He left several things to various neighbors. You're the first one that's been an asshole to me. Fucking scammers. They make everyone suspicious of every phone call that happens now.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Rob.
Oh, my name is Mr.
Oh.
My wife is named Mr. Rob.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what
can I do for you?
I was calling for Rebecca. I'm the attorney of Roy Gerbel. He's one of your neighbors down the street in the blue house, you know?
Okay.
They're on...
Blue house on...
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of this.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he actually died last week.
He did?
Yeah, and he left his dog to Rebecca. We're wondering if we could bring that by, maybe.
What?
His dog.
What?
He has a...
What dog?
It's a Doberman Pinscher. He left it to Rebecca.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Oh, let me call Rebecca first. We already have three little ankle biters.
Oh.
And I don't know that he's going to get along with biters.
He's a very friendly old dog.
Yeah.
We got to do something with him. Like, if Rebecca doesn't want him, we might have to just put him down.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Nope.
Okay. Well, she's in the middle of a doctor's visit right now. When would you like to bring the dog by?
We could do tomorrow if you'd like. And,
what time?
Anytime you want. I can have my assistant bring him on over. And he comes with, you know, all of his stuff. He has a cage and food and just all kinds of stuff. It's completely free. There's no charges or anything. It's just a free Doberman Pinscher.
What is a standard size Dobie or?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what, I've never owned one before. I don't like, it's kind of big. Yep, the Doberman Pinscher and the pet goose. So, yeah, we can drop those off tomorrow for you. Was she good friends with Roy, I guess?
I don't know. What you're saying, Roy? What was Roy's last name?
Gerbel.
Gerbel? Can you spell that for me?
Gerbil. And he lived down there in the 5,000 block of Maine, Northeast.
Can you give me the actual number? 5,000 what?
Oh, yeah, it's 5203. I guess he would have been across...
5203.
Yeah, he would have been across the street from Rebecca. You know,
he's in O, across... You're talking about the blue house directly across from us? I'm at 6912. That wouldn't be it.
Oh, no, it'd be a little ways down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe they were secret lovers or something. I'm not really sure. I don't
know. I'm going to have to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
I doubt that very seriously. But
well, I'm just, okay. I'm just throwing suggestions he said, out there.
Weird.
Yeah.
She never even made any mention of him. Okay.
Very suspicious.
Yeah, bring him by, and if nothing else, we'll find another okay. forever home for him.
Okay, for the Doberman okay. pincher and we'll the goose.
Doberman and the what?
And the goose. There's a goose also.
No, wait a minute. A goose? A bird goose?
Yeah, yeah, one of those goose things. Lives around the water, I think.
A live goose?
Yeah, alive. I guess the goose and the Doberman pincher, they're the best of friends. They can't be separated.
I've got to talk to Rebecca because we could possibly take the Doberman. That goose wouldn't last 2 minutes around my little ankle biters.
Oh, no. They're both very well-tempered animals. You'll see when we bring them over. And we have all the accessories for the goose also.
Are you... Okay. What's your number? What, you got a number I can call
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. My number here at the office is 4523.
And your name again?
This is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates.
Steve Dave.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Sure.
Steve Dave and Associates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, sure. No problem. We'll see you tomorrow then.
About what time?
What time's best for you? My assistant can bring it over anytime.
I'm here pretty much all day. Morning's probably best, late morning.
Okay, so 10 a.m.?
10 would be fine.
Okay, we'll see.
Thank you.
See you then. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, he's a nice man. He's going to take in the Doberman and the goose. And he's going to be eyeing Rebecca suspiciously from now on. Like, who was this Roy homewrecker? I thought he was completely not believing me at the very beginning. But now, I think he actually thinks he's the new owner of a dog and a goose, who are the best of friends. Jay Quinn on Twitter says his pet goose. If you don't want it, we'll have to put it down at the animal shelter. I was going to go with just the dog, but then I went ahead and threw your goose idea in there. I like this idea of Max Powers about the $1 million buried somewhere, and you give him vague clues as to where it is. Like turn it into a weird game like we've seen in movies. Or maybe do it like Brewster's Millions, where they have to spend $10 million in a week to get $100 million. I don't remember the amounts from the movie, but say they can only have the $100 million if they spend $10 million. Oh man, that guy's going to be waiting for a dog delivery tomorrow.
Hello?
Hello, Kaylee?
Yes?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave. I'm the attorney for Roy Gerbel. He's your neighbor. He lives there on Drive.
Oh, sure.
And did you know that he died last week?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's no longer with us. And he left you something in his will.
Well, that's weird, seeing as I didn't know him.
Yeah, he left a few miscellaneous things to a few neighbors. But he left.
Okay.
He left you $23 million.
No, I'm just. Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding about that part. No, actually, it's a bunch of taxidermied animals. Basically, a room full of them. We can bring them over tomorrow if you'd like.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh, no, he left them to you in his will. It's his dying wish. He wanted you to have his taxidermied animals.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of taxidermied animals, and this kind of seems like a bullshit call, so I'm good.
Well, do you have any taxidermied animals? How do you know if you're a fan of them or not?
Not a big fan of dead things, so I think I'll be fine.
Well, they're not dead. They're kind of...
My husband's not a big fan of them.
They're basically undead. Yeah. They're taxidermied.
Yeah, again, I'm going to state very clearly that I'm fine.
And they're not for your husband. Quit bringing your husband into this. These are for you only. He doesn't know your husband. He named you specifically in his last will and testament. He wants you to have his entire collection of taxidermied animals. There's over 30 of them.
Yeah, I'm still okay. Don't want them. Thanks for the bullshit call, though.
Okay, we're gonna bring them over, and we're just gonna leave them on the steps.
If you come anywhere near my house or drop anything off at my house, I will take out my gun and shoot you and call the police.
You're not allowed to go around shooting people just for making a delivery.
Well, so, you know, don't really want you putting dead animals on my door. And if I go to jail for shooting a creepy-ass guy calling me, I'm really okay with it.
Well, it's not going to be me delivering it. It's going to be one of my assistants here at the attorney's office.
That's fine. So if you wanna, they can die, too.
All right, I'll let him know to, be expecting death tomorrow when he delivers your taxidermied animals.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay. Well, have a nice evening.
Is that all? You good?
Enjoy being a grouchy old bat.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
That was an idea from Mr. Moe on Twitter. Taxidermied animals. Gad wants me to say an antique dildo your great-great-grandmother carved on her covered wagon. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, James?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Steve Dave. I'm the attorney for Roy Gerbel. He's the guy that lives on your street.
Okay. For who that lives on my street?
Roy Gerbel. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Oh,
but
Ray?
Yeah, he died last week.
He did?
Oh, no, not...
He lives next door to me.
No, not Ray. Roy. R-O-Y.
Oh, Roy. Roy. Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Roy, where is he on?
He's in the 2000 block.
Oh, okay.
Over there, 27... 27...
Quite a ways down, then.
Yeah. But anyway, he left you something in his will.
He left me something in his will?
Yep. Yep, he has your name and address and phone number on here. You're probably aware of this, but he did a pretty successful podcast called The Snowplow Show.
Called what?
The Snowplow Show. It's about snowplow maintenance and repair, upkeep.
Oh, no, that's totally unfamiliar to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wants you to have the rights to all of the Snowplow Show stuff. You can have the advertising revenue that he gets from it, and just on the condition that you continue making new shows, new episodes of the Snowplow Show.
Okay.
So basically you would just do a podcast.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, you'll just be doing basically a radio show.
I don't even know this guy.
Yeah, well, you know a little something about snowplows probably. You can probably just kind of pick it up. He wanted you to have it.
Oh, I don't know anything about snowplows.
Ah. You know, I listened to a couple episodes, and it didn't really seem like he did either. So maybe it probably wouldn't be that difficult to pick it up.
Okay, so we probably need to talk face-to-face.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you can come into my office. I'm Steve Dave and Associates here in...
Okay. Really, this is so weird. I mean, I don't even know this person.
So
I've never had any connection with him,
you don't
as
know
far as I know.
Roy over in the blue house?
Roy in the blue house.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And you sure you got the right guy here, Jim?
Oh, yeah. It says right here, Jim 36 Avenue. And he wanted you to have the rights to his entire podcast library. He's done over 550 episodes now. And he just wants someone to just carry on with it. He wants to pass on the torch to someone else. And that's going to be you. You're the only person he listed on here as, you know, someone he would want to take over the show.
So I need to come and talk to you face to face.
Okay, yeah. You'll basically just be, you'll be on the air. It's a live show 2 hours a week. You'll be taking calls about snowplow maintenance and repair issues and stuff like that. And you probably wouldn't do like a...
I need to talk to you face-to-face, because I don't know if I have the time or the intelligence or whatever to do that.
You can probably just watch some tutorials on YouTube or something to pick up on it. How hard can it be, really?
Well, I don't know, but that's not really something I want to do.
Yeah, well, you get advertising revenue. He makes over $30 a month from advertisements.
Okay.
And that's all yours now.
Well, wonderful. I don't believe I have to accept it, though, do I?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you want to go against a dying man's wishes, that's completely up to you.
Yeah, I need to come talk to you.
Okay, sure. Do you want my address?
And really talk a little more about what this is and what it's about.
Okay.
And I do a lot better face-to-face because I'm very hard of hearing.
I see, yeah.
I mean, I've heard everything you've said, but I'm still kind of taking it in here.
Yeah.
Maybe get my wife involved.
Yeah, it could be a couple's podcast. You could both do it together. Like she could sit there on the Google and research snowplow stuff, and you give the answers to the callers.
I need to know who this is and how I knew him, how he chose me, and what's going on there. So
yeah, you know, you're the second person.
When can I come see you?
You're the second person I've talked to today that didn't seem to know him. I think he's just leaving things to people around his neighborhood.
Yeah. Huh. Well,
it's the darndest thing.
I'd like to know a little more about him and a little more about maybe, I don't know, just listen to a couple of the podcasts and see what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it might be something I'm not even, I wouldn't even support. So.
Well, oh, no, it's not like it's a Nazi podcast.
What's that?
I said it's not like it's a Nazi podcast or anything.
No, but I don't know what it is. So,
yeah.
That's what I want to find out.
He seems
so
like
when
an
can
okay.
I come see you?
Anytime you want. I'm at Fort Road.
And what is your name again?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with Steve Dave and Associates.
Steven, is it?
Yeah. No, Steve Dave.
Steve Days?
Yeah, Days. D-A-Y-S.
Okay. Who was the guy that passed away?
His name is Roy Gerbil.
Gerbil?
Uh-huh. Gerbil.
D-E-R or Z-E-R?
G like Nat. And then E like I.
Yeah, I got that.
R like
Z
R1.
Z like what now?
The first
Z
letter.
Like zebra?
No. The first letter is G like gnome.
Oh, G.
Yeah, G.
Like George.
Like gnome. Or Nat.
Gnome?
Yeah, you know, like a gnome.
Yeah, G-N-O-M-E?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, so gerbil like the little animal.
Yeah, but it's pronounced gerbel. He's French, I guess.
Okay. All right, and he was at 27 what?
2713.
Okay. So I don't need to, like, set an appointment with you, or?
No, just come on in. The secretary can have you sign the papers to take over the podcast.
What are your hours there?
We're here from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Okay. I'll maybe try to get in there tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, man. This is no good. He's going to go to that address that I gave him that probably doesn't exist. And then he's going to look up my podcast and he's going to be pissed at me. I need to defuse this one. Let me call him back. Because he knows my podcast. He knows what the podcast is called. He's going to look it up. And be like, oh, prank calls.
0627.
Fuck. Fuck. Come on.
Zero.
Hi, it's Jim.
Hello, Jim?
Yes.
It's Carol. This is Roy's wife. Did he just call you?
I'm sorry, what?
This is Roy's wife. Did he just call you?
Who?
Roy, I think Roy's been making prank calls again. I'm his wife. He's not dead. I heard him saying he was dead.
Yeah, I'm really confused here. I can't understand who you are.
My name is Carol. I'm Roy's wife.
Wife?
Yeah, we live here on. Roy's not dead.
Yeah.
He's making prank calls again.
Oh, okay. So who's this person that called me?
That was my husband, Roy. He was just pretending to be an attorney. He drinks a lot, and then he just starts making prank calls. It's ridiculous at his age.
Are you my neighbor?
Yeah. I live here on. We're over in the 2700 block.
So that was him that was calling me about this?
Yeah. He's just drinking. Roy is drinking and making prank calls again. I don't know what I'm going to do with him.
So it was a prank phone call.
Yeah. If he made an appointment with you, because that's what he likes to do. He tries to make appointments with people.
So what's this for? Road then? What is it there?
I don't know what that is. That's probably just a made up address.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Roy, I'm going to have a talking to with him.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Well,
Thank you for calling me back.
Yeah, so sorry about the call.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Roy! Bye. Roy, get over here!
There we go. It's all fixed now. Even if he looks up my podcast, at least he won't have gone to some fictitious address, which would make him extra pissed at me. I don't know how long today's show is going to be. I've been doing this for a couple hours now. I always say that, and then I edit down the calls, and it's just 30 minutes. But I think today's is going to be longer than 30 minutes. Anyway, I'm going to stop for now. Maybe I will return to this idea again later, because I'm sure some more great ideas are going to come through on the Twitter and the Facebook. So thank you, everybody, for the ideas. Keep them coming. I will do this again, hopefully. Thank you, G-Ad, for the original idea of leaving things to people in my will. And thanks, Reggie, for this gigantic list of phone numbers that I've been dialing from. This is a pretty good list.
Hey, Arby. Hey. It's the Duelist.
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering, do you do any phone mobbing anymore?
Not really.
I remember listening to a couple of those shows, and they were hilarious.
Yeah.
And then also...
Those were the days.
Would you ever do, like, a public access, like call-in, where you, like, call into phone mob, like, public access shows?
That'd be fun.
Let me know. Butterfly kisses. Love the show. Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, we haven't done any phone mobs in quite a while now. I don't know if it's the best idea for me these days.
It's me, Denver!
Hey.
So, it's been a long time. Long enough. Not long at all. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah. Long enough for you to leave a 2-minute and 18-second long voicemail.
I'm calling you on Mother's Day because I love you so much and you're my mother to phone pranking. I have some really bad news, Mom.
All right,
hurry
up. I
got in trouble because your voicemail hacking from years ago with the theaters works great today.
Really?
I called up the theater and I didn't listen to your number one rule. You have to block your number.
Oh, shit.
I left the theater, a very long, detailed change in schedule, and I'm in a lot of trouble. So
that sucks.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'm disappointing you. I didn't listen to your number one rule.
That's all right.
To block the numbers.
You're grounded.
I didn't block my number.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, Mommy Brad.
Sounds great. Bye. Leave a shorter voicemail next time. I read over the transcript. He's not really saying anything else other than that. I'm sure he's fine. And I'm really surprised if the movie theater answering machine thing still works. Because even 10 years ago when I was putting that PLA radio together about hacking theater answering machines, it was kind of hard to find a theater that still used an answering machine. They all switched over to Fandango and voicemail systems and stuff like that. Hey, look, it's another 2-minute and 40-second voicemail.
Roy! I have an idea.
Okay.
How about... But don't put me in the air. This is just for you.
This isn't
just
for the air.
Just to let you know. Why you don't put like...
Maybe you should just email me your ideas that are not for the air and not put them on the voicemail number where I play all the voicemails on the air.
Know, let's say if I go to your page and I want to buy for like $199. You know how you want us to be members. For a month.
Yeah, be a member.
But how come you don't sell like they do, like YouTube, you know, YouTunes for songs? Like you pay $1.99 for each song. That you
I don't know. I guess I'm stupid.
That you want to buy.
You want to buy tracks of shows. Maybe I should just do that. Sell the entire Hobosode archive for 99 cents per track. That'd be $179 to listen to every Hobosode. I'd be a millionaire. All right, here's another really long voicemail.
Hello, Mr. Steve Dave Drabel?
Yep.
Is this Mr. Steve Dave Drabel? This is Rico Rocks here coming at you live.
All right, that was a great
and
opening.
I just wanted to say,
really
I got
funny.
Your message you left me, Mr. Drabel.
I didn't leave you a message.
Mr. Drabel.
All right, thanks for the voicemail. I'm really hating today's voicemails for some reason.
Hey, Brad, just wanted to give you a heads up. You probably don't want to play this on the show, so if you're recording the show right now, you may want to stop listening later. But
All right, I'll just delete your voicemail and not even listen to it. How's that? Show@snowplowshow.com. That's the place where you should send me personal messages.
Hey, Cindy from...
It's Cindy?
I'll start again. It's Dave from Australia. I've got some major beef with Cindy from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, that's Cindy.
You're a dumb bitch.
Oh, come on.
Evidence in regards to the disappearance of John Bonet Ramsey, you need to call the FBI.
No name calling.
You need to call Scotland Yard.
Yeah.
You said on the recent
Cindy, call Scotland Yard.
Show that she's been raped and killed. The authorities actually don't know where John Bonet Ramsey is. She's still missing.
What?
She's presumed dead. But
what?
If you've got evidence, you need to call Scotland Yard or the FBI.
Yeah, the FBI. Do that, Cindy. And don't call Cindy names. Come on. That's mean.
Hi, Brad. This is Writing Digital. So, you know that song by Kesha, like, I can't date a dude with a vag? That's how I feel about digital cinema. Like, it takes all the fun and enjoyment out of going to see a movie, and I've largely lost interest in going to see movies.
Here we go, digital versus film again.
You know, my friend Benjamin, he compared
I'm having to, flashbacks of San Jose.
The Klingon, how they're like, you know, the glory of combat and stuff. And I'm kind of like the same way as I just talk about the films I've seen. I was glorious and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they took the screen at my theater in Ontario. They made the screen half as big to accommodate digital projection. And then there's like Carmike Cinemas. They're the real reason I really didn't like it because it's like
fucking
so
Carmike.
Mediocre. I can talk about that later, but...
I used to work for those motherfuckers.
Nowadays, I take an interest in telephones. Like, whenever I see, like, payphones, I'm just always like, oh my god, payphone. And I like to listen to music, and I've got all kinds of different speakers that I like to set up to listen to music through.
Yeah.
And I've got, like, I put on these speakers or those speakers, depending on what mood I'm in. And I've got so much extra speakers stacked up in my hallway that it's blocking my internet signal. So now
like
my internet,
a hoarder.
My wireless internet doesn't work as good. So it's like, oh, God, you know.
That sucks.
It's gone too long. Okay, bye.
If only there was something you could do about that. Like, maybe get rid of the speakers. That was Suitcase Guy, everyone, from the San Jose meetings. He was actually nice enough to send me another copy of the CD that I lost somehow in San Jose. Or maybe I didn't lose it. Maybe it fell out of my bag. Maybe it's still sitting in my trunk. But I kind of think I left it behind in San Jose at the house. And I think I mentioned this on the previous show, but I did listen to it the other day. I was up in Portland. I listened to it on the way home from Portland. And it was a lot of fun to listen to. It had a bunch of prank calls on it. It had a bunch of Joy Bubbles stuff and phone freaking stuff on it. Inside, there is apparently a gigantic zine, probably talking about the evils of digital movie projectors. There's some PLA pranks on there, and I haven't read the thing inside of here yet, but I did enjoy the CD. In fact, I'm sure I mentioned this on the previous show, or maybe the show before, that's what inspired me to put all of Joy Bubble's stuff up on the PLA T&I machine. You can listen to every episode of his show called Stories and Stuff now by dialing 914-296-1862. I also hooked a couple more answering machines up to the system. If anyone wants to hack answering machines legally, instead of calling up random movie theaters and hacking their machines, which you shouldn't do.
Hello, Roy. It's Natalia Sarai again.
Hey.
Guys, noisy. I am at work.
Sounds like you're ringing the Arby's bell.
But, just wanted to say... about your involvement in murdering JonBenet Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're like the number two or number three suspect.
I firmly, firmly believe that her brother killed her.
Yeah.
Burke
probably.
Killed her because he was jealous.
Wow.
And the mom found out about it, and she tried to cover it up, which is why she wrote the ransom note.
Yep, yep. You figured it out.
In her same handwriting, using her same jargon.
You should call the Boulder police immediately and give them your theories about the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. Maybe team up with Richard Cardo. You and him can figure it out and tell the police what idiots they are. Look what you did, Cindy. You've got everyone all riled up about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Ba-dad, ba-dad. Ba-dad, ba-dad.
Hey.
I think that voicemail that you've got, Brad, seems an old one. You need to get it updated now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a newspaper. I'm going to hit your nose and say no.
Do it.
And else, Brad, accuse someone of farting if you phone up shops. Accuse someone of farting. Bye.
Okay. I'm going to accuse someone of farting. So what happened with the PLA voicemail is Google decided to make it so you can't press a button to skip over the voicemail anymore like you used to be able to. Used to, you could just hit the pound key and skip ahead and not have to listen to the whole message. And then suddenly they decided to take that feature away for some reason. And people have been complaining about that for months now. And I was going to record a brand new message, but then I noticed that the old message is still there. So I just put the old message back up on the PLA voicemail. Fuck recording a new one. That's a lot of work. I don't want to do that.
Hey, Brent.
Hey.
The song that SP Link was talking about, it's the Phone Trip song by Evan Doorbell.
Okay, oh, okay. Bye. The Phone Trips song by Evan Doorbell. I remember putting that on a show. That was quite a while ago. Maybe I'll play that again on today's show, right after we listen to one more voicemail.
Brad Carter.
Hey.
Joe Buddy Chaos Cowboy calling in with another question.
Yay.
This time it won't be stupid.
Okay.
If you could roll the dice all over again and live your life from day one again, my friend, what would you choose to do? Would you choose to continue to be a felon who lives his life from now on as essentially a slave laborer for our own amusement?
Oh, come
on.
So
you can pay off whatever your massive legal debt is.
This is awesome. I'm enjoying this.
Or would you choose to start over, start from scratch, and live a mediocre life in some sort of tech support call center dude or something boring like that, gas station attendant? The choice is yours, but it really isn't because you're stuck doing what you're doing forever. Goodbye, Brad.
That's true. I don't see why you think I'd have to be some tech support guy. I got to do something that I at least sort of enjoy. But maybe the part where I logged into the Safeway database, I might erase that from my past if possible, because even though the whole thing is a hilarious story to tell, it really puts some restrictions on my freedoms for the next 3.5 years, and that kind of sucks. But other than that, no regrets. I'm pretty happy with things. I don't know, there's a bunch of old cassette tapes I wish I hadn't deleted back in the 80s. Wish I still had those. But I had to go and record over them so I could have the entire Metallica collection. I hate myself for that one. I erased so many things. Anyway, that's the end of the voicemails. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can call 814-422-5309 and leave a message that is 30 seconds or less. Maybe 60 seconds if you have something really good to say. You know, I do need to re-record the voicemail thing. Maybe that's not clear enough in the old version. If you have something you want to get to me off the air, maybe email me, show@snowplowshow.com. The voicemail is where you can call and leave a message that will be played on the air. You can ask questions. You can leave comments. I highly recommend calling into the voicemail if you want to leave a voicemail that will be played on the air. A short voicemail. So thanks to the sponsors of today's show, Boca Recovery Center, 6-week tenure, FOD87, Brennan, and Kuraz. You can support the show if you want to by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Be sure to listen to the other shows I do, like Hang Up the Phone on phonelosers.com and Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls on worldofprankcalls.com. I just put up a new episode of Mr. Dabalina yesterday, and it's an episode about yard sales. It's a good one. You should listen to that. There's the Brad's Cactus Shack show at notla.com. And I don't know, I think that's it. I'm ending today's show with a song by Evan Doorbell.
This is called the Phone Trips song. And you can download this song by going to the show notes at snowplowshow.com and clicking on the link.
Yeah, it's a 16-button touch tone, so that I can play this part of the song. And we all know that lyric, it's D-D-C-C-B, right? What, you're expecting different letters? Ah, you must be in the military. P-P-I-I-F. Okay, okay, no more letter tone jokes. Are you happy? Aye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to
learn.
Whatever
you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn. Whatever
you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn. Whatever you want to learn. Whatever
you want to learn. Whatever you
want to learn. Whatever you want to learn.
Whatever you want to learn.
No.
Only come in colors to match any room in your home.
Time 5, 7.
Tap into a 78. Around your home, extension phones say time and steps.
I'm sorry.
The following are current temperatures.
Good morning.
23.
Phoned home lately?
Northwest Bank Black Hills time.
Have a person that's hard to buy for?
Downtown temperature 68.
11. 6. 41. Is a public service by Northwestern Bell.
Don't get caught short.
We're sorry.
The number you dialed,
555,
has been changed.
2368. Please make a note of
the new telephone.
Dial your operator.
The telephone.
Please enter your account code.
The new number.
To a non-published number.
Oh.
The first 3 minutes.
59.
Coca-Cola time.
Working night and day.
The party.
Temperature 66.
Mountainville time.
13. The tone.
You're sorry.
Time. The right number in mind.
Dial the hour.
Dial the operator.
Please hang up.
Please make a note of it.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Where are you located?
Live over
Fort Collins, Colorado.
You're where?
Neesville,
Pennsylvania. Hello, operator.
Got a problem?
Don't be so fresh. What is your number?
571-904-364-1.
And under whose name is this telephone listed?
Northwestern Bell.
Mickey Mouse telephone.
You're giving me incorrect information, sir.
Dial a wrong long-distance number. No charge. Dial the operator.
Time 7 o'clock. Temperature is 72.
And it saves you time.
You'll find it fast.
Can't be trusted.
You save time by keeping a list fast, accurate.
Piece of junk.
Now there's a retirement plan for self-employed.
Jack around lately.
Time 6, at the tone. 15. 38 Fahrenheit, 3 Celsius.
Time to order a handy
Naval Observatory Master Clock.
At the tone.
At the tone.
Happy New Year.
Party.
Time. We're sorry.
Could hang up.
Eastern 9, 7,
1, 1.
Time.
Oh.
o'clock.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Two.
If the 936 exchange
is not connected.
Instant, please.
Instant and dial your call again.
20.
Please deposit 60 cents.
Don't be a sucker.
This is a recording. Sorry.
We have
been changed.
For national time.
Mountain Bell.
I'm sorry.
Eight.
For Wichita time.
Good evening.
I. Please hang up and check the number and dial again.
No.
Sorry.
The number you have called, you will hear this tone.
We're sorry.
Please hang up.
Sorry.
Your call did not go through.
Please hang up.
I'm sorry.
The number you have dialed.
Please hang up.
I'm sorry.
Has been disconnected. Please hang up. Temporarily.
Enjoy luxury with telephones in kitchen, bedroom, and den.
I'm sorry. Directory assistance is expensive. But the title phone is not shown in our records.
Been jack around lately.
Downtown temperature 68.
Good night.
This recording too.
Thank you.
71F 22C.
Clean.
No. No. Okay, so something's not right.
God, tell her to shut the fuck up.